3:15, praise God, he says, but if I tarry long, can I break it down to what it means? I'm going to the nursing home to see my daddy. But if I tarry too long, if I'm there too long, I expect you to behave in a right manner. Mom and daddy has to go out of town on a real business trip. You're a teenager now. I need you to behave like you have been trained. Amen. I sometimes wonder if our kids are not harmed by some of the stuff they see on television. Because, see, television will show you some things when and it looks pretty in Hollywood, but you got to realize that's Hollywood. Them folk get a chance to make another movie the next time. Praise God. And they go and they show these families with these kids, and they go off, and the parents go off and about their business, and the kids say, oh man, this is our time to let our hair down. Us gonna have a party and just tear down the house. But look what the scripture says. He said, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou ought to behave thyself in the house of God, praise God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and grounds of the truth. In other words, what I'm trying to say, praise God, if you've been raised in church, you know what is right.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome move until redeeming. God with us, yeah. God with us. The living truth, yeah. What a friend. But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you. Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
We read to you out of the book of Revelations, and we read verse 18 and 19. I'm going to read them for you again, just to reiterate what we were talking about adding and taking away from the Word of God. Saints of God, this is a no-no. We cannot add anything to the Word of God, and we cannot take anything away. Verse 18 says, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him plagues that are written in this book. Verse 19, and if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Now that is serious, saints of God. You don't want to go around half telling the truth about the Word of God, misappropriating the truth of the Word of God, taking away a little here and a little there just to make somebody happy. You can't do that. You're taking away your own life from the Word of God. You're taking away your own life, and your name will be taken out of the book of life. You cannot come into the holy city. That's what it says. You can't come into the holy city, and your name will be taken from all of the things that's written in this book. So that means everything, that eternal life that God has given us, those that teach and preach and live the way he say live, you're taking that away. And you will be eternally damned. And you'll be, your place will be in hell, where you will live forever and ever. So saints of God, it's not worth it. If you're teaching and preaching the word of God, you cannot add anything to it, and you can't take anything away. You know, when you hear people doing all this heeing and hawing around with the word of God, and they're not willing to speak clear and plain, just like it is written in the book, you know, then we need to not listen to these type people, because we know that their portion is going to be taken away from them, and that's going to be a sad day for them. So this is why God has given me this today. This is a word of knowledge for the church, a word of correction for the church. And he wants his church to be correct. He wants them to be holy and righteous in this present world. And that's why he's giving us a warning. This is just a warning. Before we go back into to this lesson, you know, we want you to consider this, what spiritual growth is. We want you to consider this, you know, if preachers don't know when they're going against the word of God, this is part of your knowledge also. This is a word of knowledge from God to his church. It's a warning. For one thing, it's a warning, and then it's correction. You know, it's just a warning. Before we get back into the lesson, this is a warning that God has given his church. We're talking about spiritual growth. Well, this is also spiritual growth. When we can listen to prophecies and warnings and words of knowledge from preachers and teachers of God's word, then we're still growing. You know, if a preacher don't know when they're doing wrong against God, God will always send a messenger with corrections. So this is correction for any individual, preacher, teacher, who has stepped out of God's will. You know, now you can come back. You don't want your name to be blotted out of the book of life. You don't want to be left out of the holy city. This is something you don't want, saints of God. I'm talking to leadership now. All these plagues that's in the book will come on you if you misappropriate the word of God. If you add anything to it, or if you take anything away from the word of God. So I ask you, is stepping out of God's word worth all that? You know, if you're with God, you will take a stand, a hard stand, or you will be blotted out of the book of life. And I don't know if anybody that want to be blotted out of the book of life. You know, spiritual growth means you grow in knowledge. You grow in the word of God, knowledge of the word of God. Knowing and adhering to prophecies and words from God, that's also growing. When you listen to prophecies and you begin to adhere to those prophecies, do what they say. Somebody give you a word from God. That's what they call it, a word from God, but it's a word of knowledge. God will often give a messenger a word of knowledge to give to his people. This is also growing up into God in all things. In Corinthians 12 and 27, Paul said, "Now we are the body of Christ and members in particular." Verse 28, "And God has set some in the church first, apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues." And we want to go back up to verse 7. But, and he said, and diversities of tongues. And in verse 7 it says, Paul said that the the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And then he says, verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. And so this is what I just gave you, a word of knowledge from God. And when God stops you in the middle of your message and tell you this is what you have to say because this is what's necessary right now, then you don't argue, you just do it. And so I gave that message about adding and taking away. You cannot preach your type of gospel. You cannot preach what you want to preach. No matter how you want to be aligned with the things of this world, we cannot be. We are prohibited. We can't be. You can't do two things. You can't live for God and live for the devil. You can't. The old people used to say when I was growing up, you can't straddle a fence. In other words, you can't do God's thing and one foot in God's world and the other foot in the devil's world. It doesn't work like that, you know. So you have to give the word exactly the way God said it. And I told you, we're not to add to the word and we're not to subtract from the word. Saints of God, God is not playing with us. God wants us to do what he said do, or we shouldn't even be in the field. We shouldn't be the prophets, the teachers, the preachers, the anointed ones of God. We can't be that and do things our way. As I told you from the beginning, we went to Genesis and we showed you God created everything in this world. He did it with the words of his mouth. He even created us, mankind. And he gave us to be the head over all things of this earth. So how can you have your own will in your own way with teaching and preaching what he said teach and preach? It's not going to work, saints of God. Well, we must teach and we must preach the word just like it is written and just like God reveals it to us. Because just like he revealed that word of corrections to you, and I was teaching this lesson, and he gave me that word of correction. Just like he gave us that, he'll give us other words that we have to obey also. So we have to let God be true and every man a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your sayings and might overcome when you're judged. See, that's what it's all about. We're going to be judged by the words that we say. Whether they're wrong or right, we're going to be judged by those words. We're going to be justified by the way we do the things that God say do or not do what he said do. You know, we're going to be justified one way or the other. Justifiably wrong or justifiably right. That's the way it works in the kingdom of God. We're not going to be given a free pass. You know, where God is concerned, we're not going to be given a free pass. Where his word is concerned, we can no longer take a blind eye, you know. You know, a blind-eyed approach as to where we act like those little three little monkeys. We see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil. It's not going to work like that. We cannot pay a blind eye to what God is saying. You know, we can't take a sort of leaning to approach where it comes to the word of God. You know, I'm just leaning to a little bit of what the world says, a little bit to what I hear them say about the stance that they... No. You can't lean. You got to stand. And you have to stand straight up on the word of God. You know, we can't approach this in a way that the world would be pleased. We have to approach it in a way that God will be pleased and he will be honored. You know,